Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. We are at 807, 90. No, I really should change that forecast. Drink! 75 today. Currently 43. It's chilly outside.
How many drinks did you have yesterday, by the way?
Two. Andy and Mel's brought to you by Kosama. Are you ready for an 8-week body transformation? Learn about the training tools, the advantages, the money-back guarantee, and the Kosama legend at kosama.com. So the video is up at our website now, hot1047.com. 1 year ago today, me and the snake. Apparently, 1 year ago today was a hat day.
Oh, was it a hat day?
It was a hat day.
For both of us or just you?
Just me.
Okay.
I don't know. No, you weren't wearing a hat in the video.
Okay.
Also on the website, photos of all the birds that caused us to go and disappear from the air.
Those jerk faces.
Yeah. We're going to get together with our engineer and figure out a way to combat the birds should they come back again.
Or I could just yell at them again, you know.
Good.
Can get a CD and put it on the boombox and stand out there in case I'm not here and just yell.
Yeah, could do that. Tom is on the phone. How are you, Tom?
I'm from PETS B organization.
The what?
The PETS B. That's People for the Ethical Treatment of Softball Bats. And I have to ask you to use a USSSA bat or an old double wall DeMarini type bat that are currently outlawed in the AFC leagues around here, please.
Here's what I've got. I've got a very old.
Ethan Salvo's.
No. I've got a how old is it? 14-year-old cracked Easton Reflex in my that I use as like a BP bat.
I think we're gonna be okay with that one. Then.
Okay, yeah. It was
nothing current, please.
No. I use my teammates' bats because I refuse to spend $400 on a softball bat.
That's stupid.
Absolutely.
But, well, some of them will make the ball fly.
You had 100 purses in her closet and 50 million pairs of shoes.
I don't have 100 purses, just so you know. Just so you know.
Oh, I like you, Tom.
Yeah, my wife online shops $10 at a time every day for a year, and I buy one bat. One bat.
And she freaks out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I just want to know that you are over-exaggerating on the amount of purses and jeans that I have. Just
well,
so you
jeans,
know.
You said you had 120 pair.
He said a million.
Well, that was an exaggeration of your 120 pairs of jeans.
I round it up.
Just like you do the number of months women are pregnant. It's kind of
Stop
the same thing.
Stop it.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah.
That Tom thinks he's funny.
Yeah, he sure does.
Thanks for turning my mic on.
Mm-hmm. He is. It was on.
Yeah. Delayed.
Yeah. We'll talk about that off the air. How about?
What? I can't call you out on that?
Okay. Do we have to do another interlude?
No.
No, we don't have time for it.
No.
I'll explain it to you.
I got it.
You do understand?
Yes.
By the way, I got an email when I asked, who's... Because you didn't want to be Donkey from Shrek.
Right.
Because someone said we sounded like Donkey and Shrek.
Mm, a little bit.
So you'd rather be Shrek, the giant hairy ogre. And I said, well, maybe I could make candles with my earwax. And mm-hmm. Someone said, I got a text from 3130 that said, TMI on the earwax, Andy. Yeah, it probably was.
A little bit.
Not all the time. Just every now and then when I get done working out and it's like, ooh.
When you get done working out?
And your headphones have been in your ear for an hour.
Does that cause more wax to be made when you're working out?
I don't think it causes it to be more made. It just gives more of an opportunity to collect it all.
Okay.
Basically, your headphone turns into a Q-tip for an hour.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is pretty gross. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll try and figure out what we're doing next. Hang on. The hot morning sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 823, up to 75 today. It's 44 now. Was just looking at the traffic cameras around the area, and yeah, it's still foggy in places. Now, some of these pictures, though, they're like 20 minutes, half hour old. Like, I'm looking at the... Let's see, I-29 at milepost 885.3. Looks like it's still foggy, but you can see at least a half mile or so.
Yeah, there's a lot of fog still this morning.
And let's see, the photo I'm looking at was taken at 8:06, so I'm sure it has burned off significantly since then. So
There was an accident. I don't know if it's cleared out by now by Husitz, by that turn. And pretty bad because of the fog was making it difficult to see. So.
Yeah. Okay. So it is time. And I think this is more of a thing. Well, the problem is something women deal with pretty much exclusively.
Okay.
But what isn't probably exclusively to women is people who ask to touch the pregnant belly.
Oh.
Now, just because a woman is pregnant, that doesn't give you the right to touch her belly.
No, it does not.
According to a survey by Huggies Diapers, 70% of American mothers say at least one person has touched their pregnant belly without asking.
It's kind of rude. Like, you know, I guess I didn't mind it terribly, but I was very inviting to people, like feeling the baby kick or whatever.
And
but it was mostly for
I wish Huggies
would have friends and family.
I wish they would have asked in the survey how many were irritated by this. And
right.
Because I'm guessing it would be close to 100%. It'd have to be like 90% are irritated by people wanting to touch the belly.
I mean, I didn't mind them touching it, but at least ask first.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because it's pretty cool to feel the baby kicking.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool.
The survey also said 67% of mothers now announce their baby's name to the majority of their friends and family on their Facebook wall.
They do what? Say it again. They
announce their baby's name on their Facebook wall. Now,
yeah.
It did not say if they post it, you know, before baby's born or after.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Of course you are.
I am. I'm okay with that.
It's already bugging you that we're not going to find out.
I know.
What our third is going to be.
Does bug the crap out of me.
We have a boy and a girl. There's really no reason.
Now it's not as.
Last time I really wanted to know with Rockley.
Yeah.
I wanted to know.
Yeah.
But we did ask, and we didn't even ask Tiff this time.
I know. So it's going to be a big old surprise. It's going to make me go shopping afterwards or make me get unisex stuff.
Well, you don't have to get a gift.
Why wouldn't I give you a gift?
Because we have tons of baby stuff. We don't need a gift.
Why wouldn't I give you a gift, though?
I don't know. Because I'm a guy. I wouldn't think to get a gift.
Oh.
Oh, that reminds me. I have a wedding this weekend to go to.
I got to go buy a gift.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Card.
Card of money?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a lot easier.
It can be, especially if you don't have time.
And plus the bride and groom are not 30, but they're not 22 either. So
yeah,
they've got stuff.
But you can always use some nicer stuff.
Yeah, but someone else can buy nicer stuff. I'd rather give them money and let them decide what they want to buy with it.
It's a good idea.
You know,
it's cool.
Use it on the honeymoon. Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I just said that was okay. Cool, acceptable.
All right, good. Internet quote of the day, Mel.
I'll gladly listen to your problems if they can be summed up in 140 characters or less.
We have dirt coming up next. It's 827, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 840. We're going to top out at 75 today. Still a little fog out there. 46 right now. If you haven't come across it on Facebook or anything, there was a guy that works at one of our other stations. He's been on the radio forever in this town, Jay Williams, Jammin' Jay.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote something on his blog about Amanda Connors. It's on our website. We posted it on Facebook, too. It's just a really good read.
It's a really nice story.
A really, yeah. Really, really cool article. I would highly recommend going and finding that on our website, hot1047.com. It's just a good read. It's been shared like crazy. Like friends of mine found it and were sharing it all over the place. And it's a cool read. Go check that out.
Mine too. I noticed quite a bit of it yesterday. So
on it has to do with the Amanda Connors murder that happened in town on Tuesday, which was just, yeah.
And there is a Wells Fargo account set up for her as well.
Yeah, to help with expenses and things. Mm-hmm. So any Wells Fargo just asked for the Amanda Connors fund, and there you go. On a completely opposite side of the spectrum, here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, boy. I have watched the show.
It was on last night.
I didn't watch it last night, but I have watched it, and I can see.
ISS. What is that? ISS.
I don't know what she just said there.
Not like ISS. What is that? ISS.
Yeah, they use captions on the show so you can understand
and
what they're
saying.
And
it's an American show.
I know. They're a little Southern. And
if you missed the show last night, you missed the game the family played where they guessed someone's breath by the smell.
Oh. Dear God, Superman. Holy ew, what the hell did you eat? It's not like someone who brushed their teeth in 25 years. God, my nostrils are stopped now.
I'll be honest with you, I don't brush my teeth, but on special occasions, I wear my breath stinking.
Jessica, you got all five of them right, and everybody else only got like one or two right. So Jessica is the champion of the breath blowers.
I mean, everybody ain't got good smelling breath all the time. I mean, you know, I don't know why it stinks. That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
That is why.
It is. It's very, a very interesting show. That is for sure. I will give it that. And I can see where people could get a little addicted to watching it.
Yeah.
Because it is one train wreck after another. And if you've ever lived in the South, it will definitely make you giggle.
Yeah. And if you live anywhere else, it makes you want to punch yourself in the head for having watched it.
No, it's interesting. It's so such a train wreck.
The eldest,
that you can't help but watch.
The oldest sister had a little accident on the show last night.
Oh boy.
She laughed so hard that she wet herself.
Oh boy.
Oh gosh.
I peed on myself a little bit. I literally peed.
You peed on yourself for real?
Did you seriously? It came out like unexpected come out.
Oh
she
boy.
She peed on my couch. And I don't really know what's going on with her body right now. She's cramping. She's sleeping all the time. And she's even peeing on my damn couch.
And there's pee right there in my seat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
well, go change your damn
pants. Go change
breeches.
Your pants.
My pants ain't wet. It's my underwear that I'm like soaked.
If you pee through your pants and it got on my couch, you pee your pants. Let me check them. You are a pussy right there. For real?
Yeah, for real.
She sounds pregnant.
She sounds pregnant.
Said she was sleeping all the time. She accidentally peed there. And
oh,
was,
okay.
It just sounded like...
I thought you meant the tone of her voice. She sounded pregnant.
No, the symptoms sounded like she was pregnant.
Okay. That just sounded weird to me the way you said that, because it's like, you know, it kind of sounds like you have a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
When you walk. The sound of your walking sounds like you have a sprained ankle. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel, 854, up to 75 today, 46 right now. Yeah, Honey Boo Boo was on last night, in case you missed it. The clip that makes me laugh the hardest is when the Honey Boo Boo herself says, I think that's her. Oh, no, it was the older sister that said it, where she says, let me get this turned on, then you can hear it.
Not like ISS. What is that? ISS.
Yeah. No, that would be Honey Boo Boo. Talking
oh,
there.
I misread it. Anna is the oldest sister, and Alana is the. Yeah. Okay. Get it.
Okay. And so, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about a 4.7? Hello.
She is pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I say that?
No.
Oh. Yeah. I left that out.
Said it sound
yeah,
like she was
17.
Pregnant.
Yeah. I thought
and
I said that.
I figured
that.
Out, because my 50-year-old absolutely loves this show, but I agree with you, Andy. I want to punch myself in the head for watching this show.
That's why I won't watch it, because...
It's a train wreck, though. It's like you can't... If it happens to be on, you get stuck watching it, and you can't get away from it.
Yeah, and I figured out the mother's 32, so she had the oldest one when she was 15.
Wow.
Oh,
they get started early in that family, I guess.
I guess.
Yowza.
You ain't doing it right.
No.
You gotta trap a man. Or they'll run away.
Yup.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like a train wreck, though. You just can't help but watch.
You can.
Well, yeah, you
it's
can,
very but, difficult to turn
but
away
But once
from
you get done
it.
Watching that, then it's like, man, I got to turn it to like C-SPAN or something.
No.
I got to improve my IQ after that.
After you watch that, then you're like, man, my life is awesome.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I have the best life ever.
Yeah.
After
yeah,
you watch Honey
true.
Boo Boo.
Yeah, watch Honey Boo Boo. You'll feel better about yourself.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's the thing. There are some shows where when I come across them, like any of the Real Housewives shows,
yeah.
I know people love them. I can't bring myself to watch them.
I don't really get those. I've tried, and that doesn't do anything
yeah.
for me. Honey Boo Boo, though, is fun just to watch because I lived in the South for 3 years, and it's pretty accurate on some of the
and
stuff
like,
down there.
You know, one thing I thought that was just kind of, that's kind of almost sad is like, Nat Geo is a channel I watch a lot.
Of course.
And the
do.
History Channel was a channel I used to watch a lot.
Mm-hmm. But you don't watch the History
no,
Channel?
No, because there's no history on the History Channel anymore.
Oh.
It's all Pawn Stars and Swamp People and...
So pretty much you're saying...
Ridiculous stuff.
The History Channel used to be like MTV.
Well, yeah, it's now become MTV.
No, it used to be like MTV when MTV played videos.
Oh, where they did what their name was? Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they don't...
Right.
I mean, they still do, like, in the off hours, but in prime time, it's always some ridiculous, you know, ice road truckers. What in the hell does that have to do with history?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Watching people drive truck, granted, yeah, it's ice road truckers, it's dangerous, but it's like, how many of those times do they, like, invent danger?
Have you watched them pan for gold underwater?
No.
And then it's cold?
Because I would rather watch my grass grow.
Yeah, that's not something I normally would find interesting, but it is kind of interesting.
But like, Nat Geo has more history than the History Channel does. And their name is History.
Why don't you just read a book?
Well, that's why I do more reading of history than I do watching it anymore. Anyway, it is easier to watch it than read it, but
yeah.
You don't get as much out of it. Anyway. Honey Boo Boo. We've got
boo-boo.
A bunch of music coming up. We will get to Pink's latest, also Alex Clare next.
Hot 104.7. .com